So as we're in the month of October, you will find, if you go to the stores and the different places, and you look out into the yards, there's lots of decorations. It's a time that we call Halloween. And there'll be decorations of different things and different stories and people being scared. We'll see skeletons and ghosts and goblins. And it's a time when kids go around and collect candy. That's one thing for a child to go around and dress up in innocent costumes and politely go around receiving candy, but it's also something different to celebrate evil spirits and demons and to take destruction on other people's properties, to glorify witches and start looking at spells. Now, there are several passages of Scripture that we could look into in the Bible regarding this topic. Now, I might refer to some others, but we'll be primarily in two passages. And we'll be beginning with the book of Acts, chapter 19. Acts, chapter 19. Now, in the United States, we tend to discard and dismiss things like evil spirits and demons and discount them. In other parts of the world, they've seen them, they understand them. It's not because they're not here. It's not because there aren't people possessed with demons. One of our pastors shared with us recently in casting out a demon. But we don't like to talk about those things, but we also tend to glorify and celebrate, which is dangerous. In Acts 19, verses 13 through 20, let me back us up and let's start with verse 11. Acts chapter 19. Verse 11, now God worked unusual miracles by the hand of Paul. There were a lot of miracles that took place, but there were some unusual miracles. So that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out from them. It was an unusual set of miracles that he did through Paul. It concerns me as I watch on the TV and places, some will try to make money off of people by selling you a bottle of water that they prayed over or a handkerchief that they prayed over as though they were Paul, and they're not. They're charlatans trying to make a buck. I think oftentimes they're false teachers and preachers pretending to be followers of God, and they just try to get people's money. Be cautious. But God is able to heal sick and to cast out demons. Verse 13, let's read the story. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, we exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? They were going around, no likely, trying to make money, and but they were traveling around and saw that the power of God was working through Paul, that Jesus' name had power over the demons, and so they tried to invoke the name of Jesus. Evidently, their schemes and sorcery that they were doing wasn't working. And so they called on the name of Jesus. But see, they weren't followers of Jesus. And the demons respond, the evil spirit responded and said, "Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you?" So if you want to know or have been wondering, you might know, do demons exist? Yes. Evil spirits? Yes. Does God have authority over them? Oh, yes. Verse 16, then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. They try to invoke the name of Jesus without any authority, without being a follower of Christ, and the demon says, "I don't know who you are," and they got beat up and sent on their way. You don't want to mess with the demons. You don't want to talk with the demons. And you're like, do they talk? And I will tell you, in talking to that minister that said that the demon that had been cast out has been talking to the guy, wanting back in. We need to be wary of these things. We think they're games, and some of these TV shows and some of these movies, they play around with the occult, they play around with the evil, they play around with satanic things. And it's not a game, it's not pretend, it's not fun. As we continue our reading in verse 17, this became known to all Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And why was the name of the Lord Jesus magnified? It is because these people had been going around selling their wares, trying to say that they cast out things. People found out that the demons responded and gave respect and had fear of Jesus. They had no fear of these charlatans, these people pretending. And they recognized that those people were not of God. They were not part of Jesus' followers. And Jesus was something special. That these people didn't have any power, but Jesus had power over the evil. You might say, well, Jesus wasn't there, but Jesus is alive. The Holy Spirit was there. Verse 17, this became known to all the Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Verse 18, and many who had believed came, confessing and telling their deeds. They had been doing wrong. They had put their faith in pagan rituals, in following something other than God. And in verse 19, and many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and buried them in the sight of all. Excuse me. Let me start again. Verse 19. Also, many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all, and they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. So those that practiced magic, we're not talking about the illusionists that do sleight of hand, they practiced in magic. And they brought their books. These would be spell books. Spell books. The things you see in Harry Potter, some of the dangers of some of those movies are they use actual spells. Things that are on TV. They burned them. They burned them. In the Old Testament, God told them, don't be following after sorcery and spells and witches. Follow after Jesus. Follow after God. Trust His wisdom. Trust His understanding and knowledge. Don't be reading the stars. Don't be having someone read your palms. Don't go to a seance. Don't use a Ouija board. Don't go after the things of evil. Seek the wisdom of God. And they burned their spell books. And you might be wondering, how much were those spell books worth? Well, I looked it up, and in today's dollars, someone estimated just a few years ago, maybe about 10 years ago, that they would be worth about $5.5 million that they burned. The money wasn't important. They had to get rid of them. They didn't resell them, they burned them. It's evil. They had to get rid of the evil. They had to follow things that are pagan. We don't want to be doing that. We don't want to be glorifying evil. There's another passage of Scripture I want to bring to your hearing in Galatians 5. Look in verses 19 through 21. Galatians 5, 19 through 21. While you're turning there, can you see the caution that I'm trying to make to you today? We should not be celebrating the evil. It's not a game. We should be celebrating demons and goblins and spirits. You're going to get yourself into a mess. You're going to get yourself in trouble. In Galatians 5,19 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So let me simplify this verse. And it says, verse 19, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are, verse 20, idolatry, sorcery, verse 21, just as I told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. You practice sorcery, you're not going to heaven. Sorcery is witchcraft, in some translations. And you might ask yourself, aren't there good witches? You can't practice witchcraft and go to heaven. It's pretty clear. And you see someone, and on TV they present, they even have a show, I think, Good Witch or something like that. They can write a script to say whatever they want and to try to influence you. I mean, they have movies out there where animals are talking. But they don't talk in real life. So they can write a script that makes a witch good. But they're not followers of Christ. It's pagan. It's evil. We shouldn't mess around with it. We shouldn't entertain it as being okay. Children dressing up in costumes, getting candy on beggar's night. But we don't need to celebrate and dress up like witches and goblins and ghouls. It's dangerous. We have to be careful what of those things we allow in our minds. And maybe we can watch some movies and we can distract it, but when they're saying actual spells, they're saying actual spells, should we not be careful with that? Because the people that practiced it in the New Testament thought it was so evil they didn't sell their books to someone else. They burned them so they didn't cause harm to anyone else. If you had a diseased piece of meat, would you resell it to give somebody else to get sick, or would you burn it? You'd burn it. So we must be careful on what we celebrate. We must be careful on what we lift up. We glorify the wrong things. We celebrate spirits. It's dangerous. We celebrate witchcraft. It's dangerous. They confessed and burnt their books. They changed. So be cautious as we get into the October season, and maybe you want to celebrate community, and maybe you want to help people out. But see, they're trying to turn Halloween into Christmas. See, they don't want to celebrate Christmas because it's about the birth of Christ and it's about something holy. And they get concerned that it separates people of different faiths and religions. They think that there's multiple ways to get to heaven, but there's only one. And it's through Jesus, and we celebrate at Christmas. But they want Halloween to be the wholesome holiday where everyone can get together and celebrate together and not have those divisions. But when they get together on this, what they want to call a wholesome holiday, they're lifting up pagan activities. They're lifting up evil activities. And we must be careful that we don't slide into it as well. That we don't celebrate evil to give glory to demonic and pagan activities, but that we point towards Jesus. But we have this hope that God is greater, that Jesus is greater than any demon, than any evil. And we can seek His help and His guidance. And if we want to know the future, we need to trust in God. He'll tell us what we need to know and what we don't need to know. We need to have faith and trust Him for the unknown and believe in Him. But don't go seeking after the witch of Endor like Samuel did. Not Samuel, Saul did in the Old Testament. Don't be seeking after evil and spells. Trust in God. So at this time of holiday around Halloween, be careful. Be aware. Some things that might appear innocent to others is a doorway to evil. Let's be standing together. Father God, we thank you for your word, and may we be faithful to it and faithful to you, and may we guard our hearts against opening a door to evil. May we guard those around us from saying and agreeing with some things that aren't okay just by letting it go. Protect our hearts, protect our souls, protect our minds, and may we be a light in a world that needs God. And if we do not know Jesus, may we repent of our sins and ask you into our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.